3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery, rolling through the 2 o'clock hour. Joined now by our buddy Adam News, who is totally repping the brand with the Sounds hat on. He is the GM of the Nashville Sounds. Man, I like it. I always tell you how good you guys gear, how good your merch is. I appreciate you rocking it in this appearance here.
Yeah, you know what? It's my favorite hat, but I also love this hat. And I kind of got myself in a pickle with my kids. I decided to try to put some lines in the side of my head.
Uh-oh.
I did that earlier this week when I got a little bored. So now I got to wear a hat all the time. I shaved it off, but I still look ridiculous. So.
Yeah, my middle kid always wants to put lines in his hair. My wife let him do it once, and now he's wanting to do it since we're at home. And I'm like, I'm not doing that, bro.
So my son wanted to do it, and then so we put one line in, and he was like, "Ah, oh, that's it." And so I put four lines. But.
Mm. Well, I was going to ask,
your wife is so proud of you, isn't she?
I was going to ask how things are going, but you opened the broadcast with, I'm wearing a hat to cover the lines I shaved in my head. So I think
like vanilla iced.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on that. But
Noose, baby, too cold. Yeah.
Adam, you were supposed to start baseball today, man. Talk about the conflict of emotions of trying to piece everything together, but also understanding that we're dealing with something pretty serious, obviously.
Yeah, you know, it's a huge challenge. And typically, a day like today, I spend 20 hours up at the ballpark. So usually get up there about 4 and get to see the sunrise. And it's such a cool experience to be doing that and stay until after midnight, drink about 3 or 4 or 5 Red Bulls to get through the day. But it's like a holiday. It's like Christmas morning and we get so excited about it. And it's significantly different now, but hey, we're trying to figure out ways to keep people engaged and doing some good things until season comes around.
Well, and one of those is basically a simulation you guys have going on tonight. Just kind of explain how people can be a part of this, where they have to go, and what exactly we can take all in when it comes to Sounds baseball tonight.
Yeah, so we've been pretty aggressive in trying to keep all of our staff through all this time and not lay anybody off. And so we've challenged them to be creative and do some different things. And MLB The Show on PlayStation, conveniently this year, they added the Sounds and they have our new uniforms and everything on there. So we're able to play as the Sounds. It's not at First Horizon Park. We play at Globe Life Field in Arlington, but it looks the same. Players are all the same, so we're really trying to just go in and simulate those games the best we can, but we're going to also simulate a virtual fireworks show at the end. We're going to have virtual kids run the bases. We're going to have the mascot race and legends race and all those kind of things throughout it and try to get our fans engaged to pick things and have a chance to win. We'll have pitching matchups. Today we got Colby Allard coming in to pitch, and he came over from a Braves trade. So we're going to try to keep stats. We're going to try to keep standings and make a big deal of it until baseball comes around.
Have you heard from your players? Are they like, all right, listen, we need to talk about this simulation and my pitching tonight real quick. You hear from them?
No, we haven't yet, but I'm sure once
sure you will.
It's been played out a couple of days already, so I think there's going to be a couple guys upset, and they'll be yelling at us pretty soon. But no, it's been a lot of fun just to kind of see it all coming together, and our graphics team, our marketing team's done a great job of piecing it together, and hopefully it'll come across as something that's fun to watch, and you can knock it out pretty quick. It'll be on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff, so we'll be streaming it all over the place.
Adam Noose, Nashville Sounds GM. It's Safe and Sounds at Home, right? Is what you guys are calling this whole endeavor.
It is. And we racked our head on all sorts of ideas for the name, and that's the best we came up with.
I think that's pretty good. So Major League Baseball, there's a crazy thing out there that they might take the teams to Arizona to spring training sites, Adam, and they would play there. I'll ask you, what do you know about that potential? And then the second part of this is, what would any of that mean? Or what are the potential startup times or what's being discussed for minor league baseball like you guys?
Yeah, so it's definitely floating out there. They keep telling us that it's just an idea at this point. so not to get worked up over it. And, but I do think the sooner that they can start playing in Arizona and start getting catchers' legs under them and getting pitchers throwing a little bit, that's going to be getting us a lot closer to actually playing. So we're probably 2 to 3 weeks after players start reporting to Arizona being able to come to Nashville. But our business is different than a lot of the other major league teams. We don't get TV revenue like the other one. So we can't, it'd probably be worst case scenario for us to be playing in front of no fans. That's not really our business model. And, and if we're shipping players off and paying for them to live, that's not ideal for us. We're in the business of getting fans in the ballpark, and we're going to be ready to go as soon as they tell us.
Adam, how much communication do you have with Major League Baseball, if any, in terms of like what's going on? Here's what we're doing now. Here's the plan. Anything like that?
Yeah, usually the best information that we've been getting is from the Texas Rangers owners, who have been really transparent with us, and they communicate with us a lot, which I think is pretty rare. A lot of the Major League owners don't talk with their minor league affiliates as often as the Rangers do, but they've been pretty transparent with us, giving a lot of good information on kind of where they are. But again, everything's kind of a guess at this point. But up to this point, we've been hopeful that we could get up and running by Memorial Day, which is traditionally a great baseball weekend. I think that's still a little optimistic. Most of our plans and promotions and all those things are kind of contingently planned for June. And hopefully we can extend the season all the way through September, which much better weather than April. So we might still be all right, but we have to obviously go head to head with SEC football and Titans and all that fun stuff. But we'd take that challenge now at this point.
I was going to say, at this point, I think we're all in on all of that, and everybody's going to support every sporting event that's back, right?
So that's what we're hopeful, that they're pretty passionate to still try to get this 140 games in one way or the other, and if it's doubleheaders or different things. So hopefully we'll be back and up and running. My story is a little different than the last time I came on. I was a lot more optimistic, thinking that this wasn't going to affect us as much as it is.
Well, you mentioned the doubleheaders. That's something that the minor league teams do from time to time, are the seven-inning doubleheaders. That's one of the things that Major League Baseball is talking about doing. How much of a grind, if they do a lot of that, how much of a grind is that on relief pitcher, roster, arms, things like that, do you think?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't help anybody from that side of things, and it doesn't help our business either to do 2 7-inning games. But if that's what it takes to get baseball back, I think everybody's willing to do it, but it's going to really test all the minor league players. There's usually about 190 minor league players throughout the system, so there's a lot of guys that they're going to go through the grind, and they're going to have their hands full if we start doing a bunch of doubleheaders back to back.
Well, there's talk that rosters might be expanded, so you'd have an adequate amount of pitching arms, and the heat would be great if you did take everybody to Arizona. So that's another thing that would obviously affect you guys, because you'd probably lose some AAA guys to that expanded roster for sure.
Yeah. So our roster, it's a big guess that back to the simulated game that we have what we think is our roster, but by the time that comes around and when the major leagues expands their roster, we might be looking at a completely different team. But to our advantage though, last year, the best players in the Ranger system were all down around single A and coming up through double A. So we're expecting to have all those players probably in the next 2 years anyway. So, we would be all right with some of those younger guys. There's some pretty good talent down there.
Before we let you go, you mentioned what opening day is like, and you get to the park and you watch the sunrise. Baseball fields, they have their own life. They have their own smell with the hot dogs and the popcorn and the beer and the dirt and the grass. Do you let your mind kind of wander to what that's going to be like when the lights come back on and you get to experience all that again? Do you kind of let your mind go there sometimes?
Yeah, you know, and certainly all that stuff, but I think we're in a unique spot that we're going to be one of the first teams to have an opportunity to lead our way into what sports and entertainment look like when this is all over for our community. And one of the things that we talk a lot about is we kind of joke that we want to put the air fresheners with bleach. We want it to be smelling so clean when you come in, and it's the hot dog smell, but it's also bleach. And we want people to know that the ballpark is as clean as possible, and we want to make sure that it's that our fans have access to everything they need to be safe, and we're going to do our part to be aggressive and change our procedures on all those things.
Just have plenty of Tito's available, man.
Well, that's right. Plenty of Tito's. Cold beer.
Well, we love our partnership with you guys, and we love doing shows at the stadium. Those are some of the best days that we have in the business, so we can't wait to see you guys playing again.
Yeah, this is certainly one of those days you guys would have been at the ballpark. Always there opening day, and love having you guys. And we'll get – I saw Brent's walk-up song that he posted of a Michael Jackson song.
Billie Jean, yeah. Sounds tweeted, for those that don't know, go ahead and do this, and we'll tweet it out, at Nashville Sounds. They tweeted out, your walk-up song is the number one song in the country the day you were born. So for me, it was Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
I was really hoping mine was one of Shaq Diesel's songs when Shaquille O'Neal came along, but
Shaq Diesel never hit number one news.
It's your 10th birthday, right? On your 10th birthday.
Oh, mine was the day you were born.
That would be
say,
I heard it through the
Brent,
grapevine.
You're young.
Yeah, that was mine. Would be I heard it through the grapevine by Marvin Gaye for my birth, but the other one, Freak Out, La Freak by Chic. That would be an amazing walk-up song.
Nice. That'd be a great song for sure.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it played at the stadium. All right, Safe and Sounds at Home tonight at 7, right? And they can find it on all the social media channels for the Nashville Sounds, correct?
Yep. Should be fun. Unique to follow along, but should be fun to follow along. So well, we're all sorts of things. So join us as you can.
Well, we're going to check it out for sure. Thank you, Adam. See you, man.
Appreciate it. See you guys.
Adam Noose right there. Love catching up with him and love what the Sounds do. We'll be back. We got the 3 o'clock hour coming up next to the show. We will start with Corey Brewer, Portland's own, and a longtime NBA player. We start the 3 o'clock hour with Corey Brewer next on 3HL. 104.